Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Throneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klaus moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Throneberry moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin takes first base on ball 4. Throneberry moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Bob Keegan now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to second for the out. Button moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus juggles the ball. That's an error on Klaus. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox bunts towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Doby moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. White reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from White and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Button. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.